This episode is sponsored by Schwann's.com. What are you having for dinner tonight? Good question. Schwann's Home Delivery has a solution for you. Stock up your freezer with high-quality frozen foods like premium meats and sides, delicious ready-made meals, ice cream, and more. No subscriptions, no memberships, just a friendly yellow truck that's been delivering food for almost 70 years. Listeners of this show get a special deal. Get 20% off your first order with code YUM20. Check out schwanz.com/yum for details.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 873. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm called the Big Game Hunter stemming from my time as a recruiter because I used to hunt down leaders and staff for organizations. Did it for more than 40 years before moving into coaching, where I help people and organizations play big. And Friday, let me back up for a second. 2017 on No BS Job Search Advice Radio is focused on interviewing. My other show, Job Search Radio, deals with everything else, but in the month of September 2017, deals with salary negotiation. So today's show, Fridays, is really about stupid interview mistakes, and I've got a good, basic, dumb one that so many people do. Hope you find it helpful and give it 5 stars on iTunes or Stitcher. It helps other people find the show. And if you're interested in my coaching you in one form or another, listen to the end of the show. There's information there about it. Now let's get going. Another one of those stupid interview mistakes people make so often. It's ridiculous. Here's the mistake. You get a phone call. Someone's talking to you on the phone. They're going through your background, and then you utter those famous words. Have you seen my resume? Okay. Why do you think they haven't seen your resume or LinkedIn profile? Is there any clue in there that lets you know that they just dialed 10 phone numbers out of the blue and decided to talk to you? Of course they've seen something about your resume or something about your LinkedIn profile. Or maybe they had an old resume in their system. But ultimately what they're trying to do is to get a feel for you and your capabilities. How you express yourself. And understand, recruiters, whether corporate or third party, don't flip resumes like burgers at a fast food restaurant to hiring managers. What they're paid to do is to evaluate and assess. Now, in asking you questions, what are they evaluating? Number one is whether you fit the role. Number two is how they think based upon how your personality comes across. You get along with the hiring manager and with the team. A third thing that they do is they get a sense of oral communications, with you talking about a subject that you know intimately. Answer what you do. It's not all that complicated what recruiters are there to do. They're there to evaluate and assess people. Generally, less experienced people ask that question. Occasionally, a more experienced one does. I say occasionally because some experienced people forget that when they hire individuals to fill positions on their staff, this is what their expectation is that someone will do. Evaluate and assess people prior to referring them. So don't be foolish. Don't make one of these stupid interview mistakes and ask, have you seen my resume? Of course they've seen your resume or your LinkedIn profile or an old copy of your resume where you did something that piqued their interest that thought the client might be interested in. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a few ways that I can be of help to you. First of all, if you're interested in one-on-one coaching from me, help with interview preparation or with assistance on a salary negotiation, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, tell me what it's about, coaching, interview prep, salary negotiation, whatever it is, just put it in the subject line, and in the body, just tell me what's going on and we'll schedule a time to speak. Next, if you're interested in resume and LinkedIn profile reviews, critiques and such, or a job search makeover where I review every aspect of what you've been doing in your search and try and help you make corrective action one time,
You can find out about it at my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. Look for the tab on top that indicates the kind of service that you want. Click through, place the order, and we'll get to work right away. And there's always jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I have curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read that's going to help you find work more quickly. Plus, through the site, for one price, you can also ask me questions as well. Again, that site is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back with more soon, and in the meantime, have a great day. Take care.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.